Hey, welcome. This lesson is switch up pacing control for drum and bass in Ableton Live. I'm going to walk you through a practical workflow for planning and executing micro, mid, and macro switch ups so your tracks keep rolling energy, surprise, and direction without losing the groove. This is intermediate level, so I'll give concrete device chains, example settings, and quick workflow tips you can copy and adapt. Ready? Let's go. First, what is switch-up pacing control? It's the deliberate decision of what changes when and by how much. In D&B you want momentum. The music should feel like it's always moving, but you also want to reward the listener with changes. Think micro changes every few bars, mid-level flips every phrase or two, and big macro shifts at major section points. Anchor two or three elements, usually your sub, kick and a lead motif, and move everything else around them. That's the cheat that keeps tension without confusing the ear. We'll build a 64-bar template, tempo around 172 BPM. Feel free to pick anywhere from 170 to 176. The plan, an 8-bar rolling break pattern, micro switch-ups every 4 bars, mid switch-ups every 16 bars, and macro switch-ups at 32 and 48 bars. You'll end up with 3 drum variations, main, chopped, and sparse, and a drum switcher so you can cue variations instantly. I also show you how to use session follow actions for live style switching. Step 1. Prepare your core elements. Load a drum rack on track 1 and import your main break samples. Short, punchy kick and snare cuts work best. Program a 1-bar rolling loop with ghost notes and shuffled hats and duplicate it into an 8-bar loop. Create 2 bass tracks, 1 for sub and 1 for mid bass. Keep the sub clean and mono, and route the upper bass to a parallel chain for distortion or modulation. Group your drum tracks into a drum bus. On that bus, place EQ8 with a high pass under 30 to 40 HC to remove rumble, then drum bus with drive around 2 to 6 and boom 0 to 3, then glue compressor with threshold between minus 8 and minus 12, ratio 2:1, attack around 10 ms and release between 3/10 and 6/10. This gives you a gently glued drum bus that sits in the mix. Step 2. Plan your pacing grid. Micro switch-ups every 4 bars, hats, tiny fills, little filter dips, mid switch-ups every 16 bars, short drum dropouts, halftime feels, aggressive fills, macro switch-ups at 32 and 48 bars, introduce a new bass motif, a full band sweep, or a halftime feel that tricks the ear without changing tempo. Put arrangement locators and name them intro, build, drop, switch 1, switch 2. This makes automation and navigation much faster. Step 3. Build your 3 drum variations. Duplicate the drum rack track twice, so you have drums main, drums chop, and drums sparse. On drums chop, edit the clip to create aggressive slices, warp the break in beats mode, shorten slices and loop micro slices to get stutters. Add beat repeat and redux in the chain. Example beat repeat starting settings, interval 1/16 or 1/32 for extra speed, grid 1/16, offset between minus 50% and plus 15%, decay 0.2 to 0.5 seconds, grid chance 25 to 40%. For heavy fills later, you'll boost chance to 60 to 85% and set interval to 1/32. On drum sparse, remove most hats and reduce percussion levels. Add a short gated reverb on an aux send for a little space. Keep this track available as negative space. Silence is a weapon in D&B. For switching, either use 3 separate tracks and automate track activations, or put the 3 variations into chains inside an instrument or audio effect rack and map the chain selector to a macro. A good practical approach, put them on 3 tracks inside a group and automate crossfades between them, or automate the chain selector macro in arrangement for smooth interpolation. Step 4. Micro switch-ups, hats and ghost notes. Program 2 hi-hat clips, hat A as your main groove and hat B as a variation with triplets or rolls. In arrangement, alternate hat A and hat B every 4 bars. For smoother transitions, use clip fades or automate clip gain rather than hard cutting. Add a utility before the drum bus and automate width from 100 to 80 to 60 over a bar during some micro switches to create a tunnel effect that feels tactile. Step 5. Mid switch-ups at about 16 bar intervals. For 1-bar drum dropouts, automate the drum bus volume or utility gain to silence for a bar, or automate an auto filter frequency down quickly, for example 2000 HC to 150 HC over a quarter of a second, for a fast sweep drop. The halftime trick: mute or replace the snare for 2 bars with a slow clap or pitched percussion, and keep the groove by doubling a kick or using a sub slide hit on the downbeat. Use speech repeat on drums chop during fills by automating the device on slash off or mapping chants and interval to a macro. Step 6. Macro switch-ups at bars 32 and 48. Introduce a new bass motif at bar 32 and mute the existing mid-bass for 2 bars, then bring it back with a new rhythm. Use EQ8 on the master or drum bus and map a bandpass sweep to a macro to move from dark to bright. If you want a halftime feel without changing tempo, cut drum density and double sub pulses. Ears interpret that as a feel shift. If you choose to automate tempo, be careful. Do small short dips only and pre-render CPU heavy chains because tempo automation affects warping and external gear. Step 7. Session view follow actions for live experimentation. Create 3 clip versions of your 8-bar drum loop in a scene and set follow action to next with global quantization to 1 bar or a quarter bar and a follow action time of 4 bars. Place scenes for each section and practice launching them. Map a MIDI controller to your chain selector macro for manual switching when performing. Glue everything together with automation envelopes. Automate drum bus saturator drive for 2 bars to accentuate fills, raise reverb, sends before fills, and automate transient shaping or drum bus parameters to make fills snap. This audio version is shortened for playback.